Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folks must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Okay, time for another installment of It's My House. And boy, we scrambling here this morning. Today's podcast is titled Solar Acres, Florida, Bloggersville, Earth Wealth Energy Village, 619-768-2945. Now, last night we made the first announcement we're going to be doing until we get the deed. On this current property, we are looking to, matter of fact, if you go to our Facebook page, which is eCommerceville, that's one word, eCommerceville, E, the letter E, then the word commerce, and then Ville, V-I-L-L-E, but put them all together, eCommerceville, that's our Facebook page. And yesterday I posted a picture. You got to scroll down to Solar Acres. And then you'll see a picture of what an acre looks like. And at the top hand, left hand side, you'll see it, it's about the size of a football field. That's what an acre is, a visual. Okay. Now, the other pictures that you see on that page, or that link rather, on eCommerceville, or 5 acres. That gives you a visual on 5 acres. That's what we're working on in Illinois, about 66 miles south of Illinois. Excuse me, not south of Illinois. 66 miles south of Chicago. All right, about an hour or so outside of Chicago, we're working on 5 acres. That'll be Blockensville. Now, I was there back in April, mid-April, when we were supposed to close on, we had in an escrow was about, it was a little bit less than that, 1 acre, but it was a problem with title, so it fell out of escrow. I got my money back. And then last weekend, I got on a Sunday night, the Sunday before last night. Matter of fact, that weekend, on Saturday, came 5 acres available, and then another 5 acres came available the next night. So I've signed the contract. We got it in escrow, and we're supposed to be closing September tonight. Now, that's on 5 acres. 5 acres. 2 of the acres have been set aside for people that are interested in owning some land. We got it divided up into each acre. We cut it, we sliced it up into fours. So you can get a quarter acre, that's what we call solar acres, for how much? Oh, $2,500, $2,500, and we've got 4 payment options, actually 5. You can pay the whole $2,500 cash, get it out the way, or the other options are you can pay $1,000 down in monthly payments, $500 down in monthly payments, $250 down in monthly payments, and the last one is $150 down in monthly payments. All right. All this stuff I'm talking about is in writing, and for people that are interested in that, we can you contact us, because we're going to have offline meetings that we go into further detail where you see the contracts and all this, that, and other. Now, starting this coming weekend, because today's Monday, Pleasant Stephens will be doing show-and-tell tours. We'll be doing show-and-tell tours on location of this 5 acres. So you can see it for yourself, feel it, touch it, spit up, whatever you want to do in person. You know what? Lexi! I got 2 dogs here. They fight sometimes. Okay. Or Star, because Star usually is a troublemaker. Okay, anyway. Yeah, sit. I'm talking to Starter Dog. All right. Anyway, so we'll be doing show and tell on some of these show and tell tours, man, matter of fact, most of them, except for probably this coming Saturday, we'll be doing actual building. All right. Because we're setting up businesses, we're setting up at least 2 different type of incubators. One's really innovative, too. So that's starting this coming Saturday. And we'll be promoting this twice a day. Every day here on It's My House in the Morning, every night on Strictly Business. All right. So, and we only are taking on a limited amount of people. We got, like, say, 2 out of the 5 acres is set aside for people who want to own their own, like, say, a quarter acre land for $2,500. That's it, people. But, you know, it's got to be in line with what we're doing. Okay. So, we'll get more information on that out during the week. We're setting up, it's a pretty good thing. I know one thing I'll be doing there is we'll be building there on a regular daily basis, Monday through Friday. Now, Also, because the name of this podcast is Solar Acres Florida, we just talked about Bloggersville. That'll be the biggest patch of land on 5 acres, about an hour outside of Chicago, south of Chicago. Earth Wealth Energy Village. That's a little bit less than 2 acres. I bought that 2 years ago. All right. We're going to be doing something similar there. And I'll probably reserve that for 6 people only. Up to six only. 4 to no more than 6. But you'll get to build there, but you can't stay there. I mean, we can lease to you on the cheap, but we have some other options here. That's in Oklahoma, Taft, Oklahoma. That's 45 minutes away from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that place is called Earth Wealth Energy Village. All right. And we'll be doing some building here in Florida as well. All right. There's another 4-acre plot that we have that I picked up 4 years ago. So now we did all our picking up for now of land. Now it's time for building and developing offline communities. But our biggest one is the 5 acres, and we've closed on the Florida properties, but the land properties. Now we have to start building, but the one in which is an hour south of Chicago, because you got a lot of people that have been moving out of Chicago because they can't find an affordable place to stay. So that's the one that we're really pushing out there right now. So we'll be doing show and tells out there starting this coming Saturday. And then we'll be holding offline meetings by conference call, where you can get more information. Now, the best way, and one of the reasons why we're doing the show and tells as an educational piece, we're also doing it as a Q&A. A lot of your questions can be best answered if you're on location. I mean, videos can only do so much. Audio video can only do so much. But if you're actually on location, it can serve. So if you know anybody in and around the Chicago area, we'll be doing free tours there every Saturday starting this coming Saturday. And that's the Solar Acre Tours. So if you're interested in Chicago, if you want to be part of that community, when we're talking about that community, to be a part of that community, you've got to have a vested interest, which means you got to get one of the plots of land, and we have a limited amount. Right now, out of the 5 acres, we've set aside 2 acres. That means 8 people. You pick out your quarter acre of land that's left. That's $2,500 for a quarter acre of land. That's what you get for $2,500. You can pay it in cash. You got 5 options here. You can pay it in cash. That's option A. No, you're not going to get a discount for that, because $2,500 an hour away from Chicago is cheap. Trust me. You've got option B. You can pay $1,000 down, and then pay monthly payments on the $1,500 until you're done. Option C, you pay $500 down and monthly payments until you're done. Option D, $250 down. Option E, the last option, $150 down, and then monthly payments until the balance of the $2,500 is paid. So those are the 5 options to get in on one of those quarter acres. All right. And we've got 8. D, There's an app, and it's not first come, first serve. There's an application involved. Star, that's one of my, I got two dogs here, Star and Lexi. When you hear me yell, Star is the younger one, and she's kind of rambunctious. Anyway, and a bully at times. So anyway, so it's an application. You have to fill out the application. It's a simple, like, one thing, one-page thing. It's reviewed. If you are approved, then your money is put into escrow. And you're given instructions on where to send your money to put it in escrow. All right? That's the other dog, Lex. The lawman's here, and they're barking at the lawnmowers and all that stuff. Anyway, all right, so that's how that goes. Now, the other 3 acres, one of those acres is already set aside, because one of the things that I'll be doing with my company is actually along with Pleasant, because we're on this, me and Pleasant Stevens, we're partnering up to make solar home kits. So we're going to be making them on one of those acres. All right, along with some other stuff. But my part is the you know, along with Pleasant, is that he's involved with other stuff. But for me solely, it's, you know, the actual building. So, you know, where we'll be making floors, walls, roofs. Those are the main things that will be, that I'll be involved with my company there, making floors, walls, roofs. Those are three things. We're going to have classes on that to teach a person that does nothing about it. We'll have a school set up there as well. All right. And then we'll have another acre will be reserved as a welcome center, guest accommodations, and our school. All right. But right now, what's open, semi-open to the, well, I can't even say public, for membership. And it's not done on a first-come, first basis. We're not even taking your money. You have to apply for membership. The membership committee reviews it. It's either yay or nay. If you're approved for membership, then you will be given instructions on where to send your money to put it in escrow. We don't have anything to do with that. All we did was set it up. We cannot touch it. Escrow, the company is well known, licensed, bonded, and insured. They do all the legal paperwork. If everything works out, you get the paperwork, the accounting and everything on your funds and the legal stuff back out of escrow. They handle that, we don't. We take care of the education part and the touring part. All right, so that, like I say, eight spots, and we'll let you know towards the end of the week. I'm just planting the seed now. Like I said, we have 8 slots available for membership. It might open up to a total of no more than 12. Gee, everybody's calling me. All right. So, $2,500 an acre. And like, so you got those 5 options: cash, $1,000 down, $500 down, $250 down, $150 down, and monthly payments until you're done. On and all this stuff I'm talking about will be in writing. sewers start up for the Chicago location. That 5 acres is coming Saturday. Pleasant Stephens will be heading up those tours. So if you're in Chicago, live in and near Chicago, know somebody that's in and near Chicago that can represent you, and the tour is free. Okay? At least for this week it is. If you're interested, we're doing Solar Acres also in Taft, Oklahoma, Historic Black Township. That'll be opened up to no more than 6. Tops. That's it. And Solar Acres here in Florida. And that might be limited to maybe 3 members tops. Oh, Jesus. Now one of the dogs is sick. You know something's going to happen a few hours later, if not immediately, when they go outside and they eat grass and it comes up. One of them, it just came up. But it's better than dealing with cats and fur balls. Okay. I got to clean that up. All right. So, I like to say Solar Acres is best. And like I said, we'll be doing conference calls. But the best way to answer the call is to show up at one of these locations if you're interested. And we know most of the people that listen to It's My House don't live in the vicinity of these places. I'm just saying, but for those who do live locally, you can. Now, let me... So a lot of these videos that we've been playing over the, you know, the solar cabin and all that, now we're going to be doing it. And you'll have an opportunity to do it with us. I'm trying to find my way back to the studio here. And this includes some of these things will be set up where you want to make an income like Airbnb. Through Airbnb or some short-term rental, we're going to have classes on that. We're going to be building our own rental units. You might be one of the people that are building one of these rental units for yourself. For some people that want to have that are looking for a retirement income or some type of supplemental income, we'll be building these things, including me. This is my retirement. I'll be building them right along with you. Okay. So the reverse mortgage to solve some of these problems. This is my primary plan to extinguish the reverse mortgage that my mother left behind. All right, let's go to our phone call lines right here. We got 6 minutes left. 773, your mic is coming open. It'll be open. Oh, here we go. 773, your mic is open. Solar Acres and Pleasant Stephens. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Elliott. How are you?
Very good. I'm doing better than terrific.
I hear you. Yeah, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of bringing on an opportunity for people to have a vacation place, a place to, another place. Another thing is they will have a place if they want, they can go have a vacation set up, a resort, to where they can just relax so that they can leave and they can leave something for their children when they check out. You know, I'm just proud to be a part of this because I see the value. I see what it can do to help people. I can see how it can. Let me bring something else. Something else comes to mind. When a family have children, and I'm fifth generation, so you know I've been a bunch of kids born in my generation. when a person have children, and that those children go off to college, or they don't go off to college, and they have children, where are they going to live when the young man or the young lady goes out and start creating a family? What this will help them have a place to live until they can get on their feet. You know, I was saying and thinking last night about children coming home, and the parent is retired. So, don't the kids want a place of their own? This would be an opportunity for the children to have a place of their own, to where when they come home, they now do not have a mortgage so that they can get on their feet. This is another opportunity.
Right, and you know what, Pleasant, let me add on to that. They can have built it, they can have a vested interest in it. And let me put this up, since you brought up that mortgage. 15, and I'm going to use some historical dates here, and I'm going to use the people who signed the Constitution of the United States. What they did on what we can do now, because we all know they were wealthy. From 1513 to 1776, now that's 1776, July 4, 1776, is the birth of the United States, okay? From 1513 to 1776, and that's 263 years, 1513 is the official year that the first European, officially now, first European man, Ponce de Leon, set foot on what we now call the United States and what we now call Florida. That was in 1513. So from 1513 to 1776, how do people finance houses? Because for that 263 years, there was no such thing as a bank mortgage. To get in deeper, from 1513 to 1865, now that's when the 13th Amendment came into play, because the Emancipation Proclamation came in 2 years earlier. But from 1513 to 1865, which is the end of slavery and the start of the Industrial Revolution, that's 352 years. There was not. Because banks didn't really come on the scene in the United States and what we now call the United States until 1790. So during that time, 350, most people did not have a mortgage. And for 252 straight years, the first years on this continent, there was no such thing. Matter of fact, there was no such thing as a 30-year mortgage, a bank institutional 30-year mortgage, until 1957. I was born in 1957. So how do I link this back to the right framers of the Constitution? They stayed away from banks, so wouldn't it be wise for you to stay away from a bank? And that's what we're going to be teaching on this 5 acres. In an hour outside of Chicago, how to build your own house without bank financing. How did they do it? Family and friends, and then the houses passed from generation to generation, debt free. Pleasant, I'll let you have the last word, because I know you got a blog for tonight.
You laid it on the hammer. You laid it on the hammer, doctor. We didn't have any banks back then, because we helped each other to build the houses that we lived in. And I want to add something to that. All the houses that was built, let's go back to the rich people that was building houses. They was living in tiny houses. Look at New York. Go and look at the history of New York, how the tiny houses were built. And the people that was living there were rich. And then when it's got a population of people coming in.
And you know,
there, it's
Pleasant. That's how they got rich. They got rich by building their own house.
Yeah, and that was that. And then they came in, and there was no windows in the house. They had to cut a hole in the wall over the front door so that they could see have light. There was no electric lights. There was no none of that was available to them. So I know that we're on the right track. I don't think we are. I know that we're on the right track.
Oh, yeah, I know. The framers of the Constitution, we're going to do a podcast on that this week, but the framers of the Constitution built their own houses. That's how they got rich. None of them had a bank loan because in what we now call the United States, which didn't exist until July 4th, 1776, there wasn't any banks around for them to even get a loan.
That's
and
right.
Like I said, the 30-year mortgage, the FHA 30-year mortgage, only came into existence in 1957. I was born in 1957. The key is you don't get rich getting mortgages. Now, we're not talking about getting rich. I'm just saying that's how the framers of the Constitution became wealthy. But they helped each, like I say, for over 300-and-something years. That's what people did in this country. They, friends and family, helped you put your house together.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Since we've gotten away from that, and here's some other things. Bankruptcy court, landlord-tenant court, all the code enforcement court, all these different courts did not exist for over 300, 400 years.
That's
they
right.
exist now.
And people got
you gotta build them. So listen to Pleasant Stephens tonight on Strictly Business at 7:30 Central Time. Pleasant, what's that number? Offhand.
Oh my goodness. Caught me off guard.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me look it up. It's I know it's 516. Hold on, I got it right here. 516-387-1512. 516-387-1512. He'll be talking about more of this tonight. I'll be bringing it up every morning. I flew out there, what is this, July now? I flew up there in April, met with Pleasant and one other person. And I flew from Orlando, Florida. I flew up there, spent the day up there, flew back that night. That's how hot this is. But we didn't have a line on 5. Actually, we got a line on 10 acres now. But it's 5 that we're actually buying outright. So tune in to Strictly Business tonight, 516-387-1512, Pleasant Stephens, and you'll get more information then along with his organization and what they're doing. And one of the industries that Pleasant and I will be partnering on that you can get involved with is we'll be building kits, solar home kits, which are basically tiny houses that you buy one, you put, we teach you how to, actually Pleasant will be teaching, I'll be doing the hammering with you. And then you can rent it out on Airbnb, use it for accommodations for yourself, do what you want with it, it's yours. But I'm just saying, you can use it. I plan on doing this a whole lot of times because this will be my retirement. This will be my retirement. All right. Tune in to Pleasant Stephens tonight on Strictly Business. Everyone have a good rest of the day.